We all have that one question we should always ask to ourselves. Where we are going, what we are doing, and why we are doing. A lot of questions comes around your head each and every day, but not find the right answer that how you're supposed to tackle this. What you're supposed to say to yourself when you have these questions in your mind. Sometimes it's very hard to find the answer. Sometimes it's very hard to believe what you see, to believe what you do, to believe what you like. But sometimes it's important to understand where the life taking you. Every single phenomena happens to you, happens with a purpose, to try to understand. Never ever try to live with the flow, because you never know what changes can be possible comes into your life. Sometimes the situations will go according to you as you plan, but sometime all in sudden out of nowhere you will find that you are in such a place where there is no way of out. You are stuck that positions. So the reason why I'm telling you all these things to let you know that you should be prepared for each and every phenomena is going to happen with you, and that's going to happen with you no matter how protective you are, how well shield or cage or maybe protection you create for yourself. That's definitely going to happen with you. You are not away from that. You're just moving towards the directions. A time will come and the things will hit you. To start ready, make yourself prepare for that. Understand that nothing is constant. Everything is going to be changed. Conditions, friends, family, relationship, lifestyles, everything is going to be changed. And that's the beauty of life, because once you understand this, these are the changes that make us strong, make us huge. In terms of our psychological state, in terms of financial, in terms of emotional strongness, that this is the changes, these are the changes bring into our life, and we can be strong representative of our own self. We always try to just drag yourself, just hold ourselves within our own world. We don't try to come out of our place. That is wrong. That is wrong. Those who are listening to this podcast, I just want to remind all of you, try to open your horizons, try to expand your leg, come out of that covering blanket comfortable zone. Just try to come out and do what you like. Do what you like. Believe in yourself. I'm not here to try to motivate you at all. It's something for me, because right now I'm feeling confused, and I'm recording this to let myself know that I'm heading towards the right directions. Whatever I have been doing for the last 3 months, focusing one in a particular project, I have seen a lot of ups and downs. Almost 5,000, close to 5,000 people have said no to me, but out of those 5,000, I got 10 yes. That's more important for me. I don't care about how many people said no to me, but those 10 people who said yes to me, they believed in my idea, the projections I had for them, the belief I have created for them, and the work I'm doing for them. So I'm just moving towards this. I know this process is really very slow. Whatever I'm getting, whatever I'm doing, I'm putting a lot of hard works. Maybe sometime I don't give work as hard as I was doing before, because right now sometimes I feel demotivated, sometimes I feel extra motivated. So the one thing I would like to remind you and me, that consistency is the key, main thing to understand. Maybe the last 1 week is not good for you, but on the next week, on the very first day, you will hit like so many right spot. It's possible. It's all about finding that right person who believe in your project, who believe in your idea, who believe in your just ideology, the kind of work you want to do with them. You need to find those peoples. This world is huge. Like, everybody has their needs. But the needs you are providing, the goal you have, the product you have, the service you have, which you are putting forward to those people who for solving their problem, you have to find out those people. Maybe you are feeling demotivated, maybe you are feeling less energetic because of this no. The only reason is that you are not able to find that right people. So once you find that right people, what will happen? Definitely you will hear that yes from them. Because your idea, your product, your service is genuine. You know that once they have this, it's going to help them in their growth, in their business, in their lifestyle, whatever it is. You believe on that and you keep working on that. So what I want to tell you that just try to hit, try to do your best each and every time. Try to find out the best person who want to take your service, who want to take your product. You will find a lot of no's. But you have to believe in yourself and look after that one person who believes in you. And once you get that person, you make sure that you will give everything to that. You have to provide the best of best service because their success is your success.